Va.
So.
Very, very good evening from Finland to everybody, and warmly welcome into our celebration opening the new school year for our school Moria Federation, and also to celebrate this fantastic moment that we have here at present. I'm sorry, I cannot open my video because I have been in eye operation and you can have only my image here. But today is also the fourth Advent, and today, just a few hours ago, we had Capricorn solstice. Fantastic moment for all of us. So we welcome all of our dear friends, our faculty members, our members and students in Moria Federation, our friends of Moria Federation, friends of Michael, and friends of our co-workers, and this whole network of loving friendship. This year has been very important for all of us. Hopefully, we have been marking it in our notebooks that what kind of historical year we have all had. It is or was the year of the great conclave in hierarchy, the centennial conclave, where the hierarchy has been looking at us, the disciples, where we have been landing. Also, along to that, I am understanding, is also the end of the era of the forerunner. We have supposed to be preparing ourselves and prepare the way in the very high sense, when we think that this incarnation has been for all of us the testing incarnation, mainly it is that we all are preparing to his coming, and the next life maybe is the life that we are with him, but certainly we are in the work for preparing that amazing event on this little planet Earth. And also, just mentioning about astrology, Venus is now in the point of the galactic center, and Venus is the highest ruler of Capricorn. And how we are responding to these high energies, certainly as a group. We just ended the time of Sagittarius, where we are all ought to learn the one-pointed attitude. So now, when we are gathered in this great celebration and thinking Capricorn, which is the group sign, let us try to feel the power which is in the group and our role in the group in several ways. So, because the coming time, the when we are going through this ending period of several kinds of cycles, think about this 100-year cycle, and then the forerunner, the era of the forerunner cycle, we are now stepping into completely new. In one sense, the 7-year cycle is ending next year, and next year, this time, we are starting, or we will have the new group of observers week, and it will have also full moon in it. And Tibetan says that it's very special time when we have full moon in relationship with the week of the new group of observers. There are many things to be said, and my wonderful co-workers and fellow students, disciples in the one work will, I think, give also some insights. But let us remember where we are in time and space. And what is, that is the big question for all of us, what is my role in the group? Because now really the group era will start. Let us now move into the opening meditation. This is very advanced meditation. And those who are new, maybe, I'm not quite sure, do we have any this kind of new people that the terminology would be strange or unfamiliar, but you come along and follow this. And the most important for us is just to reflect, go deeper within. So warmly welcome again, everybody, and let us move into the meditation. I think we are about 5 minutes over the time because we started a little bit late. Alignment. Establish physical poise and comfort. Quiet the personality vehicles through steady rhythmic breathing. Abstract the consciousness from the personality vehicles and focus in the observer, who is the disciple, the self-conscious soul in incarnation. Imaginatively merge and blend the soul in incarnation with the soul on its own plane. Now imagine the focus of consciousness to people arise within the causal body or egoic lotus on the higher mental plane. Now visualize your fellow students in the Moria Federation student group and members of the Moria Federation faculty and administration as souls expressing through egoic lotuses, and merge imaginatively in group soul consciousness. Antakarana. Now imaginatively create a point of tension infused by the will of the soul on the fourth subplane of the mental plane. Visualize the Antakarana or rainbow bridge in the colors of your soul and personality rays, as if rising from a high point in your lower mind into the spiritual triad, your true higher self, on the atmic, buddhic, and highest mental subplane. If you are uncertain of your soul ray, use the color of indigo blue. Word of power. Using the appropriate word of power according to your soul ray, and project a line of living light into the triad and across the rainbow bridge. If you are uncertain of your soul ray, use the second ray word of power. I see the greatest light. Visualize the many antakaranic strands of magnetic light combined into a group antakarana, group rainbow bridge. Now, see the group antakarana terminating in a brilliant blue-white diamond of light high above the group. Let the blue-white diamond symbolically represent Shambhala. Imaginatively merge with the energy of hierarchy, and as if in the light of Shambhala, the light of unfettered enlightenment. Open and align imaginatively as a group to the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala, visualizing or attempting to sense Sanat Kumara, the Lord of the World, as the greatest example of the teaching ray on our planet at the center of Shambhala. Now think of the four great schools, which are as the branches of the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala. Branches of one stupendous university. One, the Trans-Himalayan branch serving the first, fourth and fifth sub-races of the Aryan race. Two, the Southern Indian branch. These are Aryan branches serving the second and the third sub-races of the Aryan race. Three, a branch that works with the fourth root race and has two fourth root race adepts at its head. Four, a branch in process of forming that will have its headquarters in the Occident at some place not yet disclosed. It has for its main object the instructing of those connected with the coming sixth root race. Impress upon your mind that the Trans-Himalayan branch at and later a fourth as yet unformed branch in the Occident are the only branches of the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala to which the Western students of occultism will belong. Descend imaginatively into the presence of the Christ, the head and heart of the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Offer your heart and soul to the Great Lord. Pledge that you will do all you can to facilitate his reappearance and the upliftment of humanity under his guidance. Realize that the emerging new school will contribute to the success of his mission as Bodhisattva for the Aquarian Age. Seek imaginatively to come and report with the six masters who are or will be the particular foci of the developing new schools of esotericism. Master Moria, Kutumi, Francois Cool, Hilarion, an English master, and Master Akotsi. Focus specially upon Master Moria, head of all esoteric schools and organizations. Let us attempt to feel his power sustaining our efforts and all similar efforts, and selflessly and as a student group invoke him, for he has instructed us to do so. Invoke Master Moria. Visualize it as an indigo six-pointed star, Seal of Solomon. See the Christ at the center of the six-pointed star. And visualize Sanat Kumara above the Christ, inspiring the great Lord and the six associated masters. Now imagine for a moment the seven preparatory schools in process of development, and seek imaginatively and briefly to feel into their nature and quality. I'm sorry, but this time we cannot spend too long with these. We just mention them now through. Greece or Syria? Middle West, USA. Southern France. Scotland or Wales. Sweden. New Zealand. Japan. Now imagine for a moment the seven advanced schools in process of development, and seek imaginatively and briefly to feel into their nature and quality. Egypt. California. Italy. Ireland. Russia. Australia. Western China. Realize that the Moria Federation is intended to be a vital energy seed to help stimulate the eventual emergence of the 14 future school of meditation. realized that as a student, faculty member, or administrator within the Moria Federation, you are part of an important spiritual initiative which may be of assistance in helping you, soon or when the time is right, to approach the ashram to which are intended to belong, and thus improve your service to humanity. Let us take that really deeply into our hearts and realize the reality of it. Align with your self-devised oath primarily to your own soul or solar angel, but also, if you wish, to your master and the hierarchy. An imagined alignment with one fundamental school, the Christ, the six masters, and the group of faculty and students in the Moria Federation. Ponder your inner oath and the nature of the responsibilities you are undertaking, or if you have been a member of the school, reaffirming. Visualize the beneficial results to the ashram should you manage to uphold your oath. We now have this moment, a moment of silence, as you imagine the Moria Federation faculty, student and administration groups as a wise, loving, and successful conduit for the will to illumine, streaming forth to humanity from the one fundamental school. Keep your alignment with the one fundamental school in Shambhala. Now we don't have so much time for this preparation of your oath, but aligning with the Great King and this teaching. Purpose in the whole humanity, which we are a part. That is the plan in hierarchy, to educate our humanity. So enter under the eye of the King of Shambhala and really think you as a soul, standing with your group brothers and sisters before the Christ, your master, your soul, and make it serious in your life your focus of helping in this great effort in our humanity, to educate the whole humanity, and how desperately humanity needs the real teaching. Let us sound one silent long Om. Thank you, dearest friends. Thank you for participating and aligning with this sacred inner reality, what we all share. This one fundamental school in Shambhala is teaching us to become living stones. Well, we are on the way, and this is giving for me a possibility to really again welcome every one of you thinking about that we are on the way of becoming living stones on the cosmic physical plane. But some ones are already showing this beautiful livingness. So let us start to enjoy of our faculty members who are going to give their pearl and living stone to you. So first we are welcoming our wonderful brother Francis. Welcome.
Thank you,
Maybe
Tuija.
your stage there. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, hello, everyone. So here we are in the closing days of 2025, the year of the Centennial Hierarchical Conclave, during which time a select group of masters review the plan for the coming century and assess the readiness of humanity for the externalization of the hierarchy. What an extraordinary time to be alive. Master DK makes it clear that the return of the hierarchy to physical plane activity is not destined to occur at a particular time, but will instead be dependent on the invocative cry of humanity. He wrote, "The hierarchy stands poised," but also warned that the timing is, quote, "dependent upon the reaction of humanity to the opportunity." So, what is the state of our readiness to respond to the presented opportunity? If we were to base an assessment of our readiness solely on what we see in the daily news, it would seem that there is little chance that the hierarchy would or even could break through the chaos humanity is constantly generating. But fortunately, the three main requirements laid out in the teaching, the growth of goodwill, the clearing of astral glamour, and an integration of the influence of the new group of world servers, has little to do with the kama-manasic effect of the daily news. DK tells us that the cleavage that we are seeing in so many areas of human endeavor is a result of a clash between the separative materialism, which characterizes those who cling to Piscean constructs, and the inclusive humanism of those who are beginning to vision the Aquarian ideal. And the resulting polarization, the intense friction between ideologies, is actually not a sign of failure, but is instead an effect of the Shambhala impact. In the Destiny of Nations, we are told that this Shambhala energy, which destroys those forms that have become crystallized and restrictive, is impacting humanity directly during the transition between the ages that we find ourselves in. We see this destruction everywhere. Political systems, economic structures, religious dogmas are all fracturing. While the personality point of view sees only chaos, the opened inner eye sees a much needed clearing of outworn physical, astral, and mental forms, so that new, more effective forms can be implemented. This is where the new group of world servers, the bridge builders of the Aquarian age, comes in. And indeed, we see their work everywhere. For example, in the global push for sustainability, in movements for social equity, and in the scientific exploration of synthesis. An instruction from discipleship in the New Age tells us that the new group of world servers must work, quote, subjectively as well as objectively. Our objective connectivity, especially through the internet, is greater than anyone from DK's time might have imagined. But our subjective ability to tune out the ever-increasing noise generated on the astral and lower mental planes in order to be en rapport with the still small voice of the soul still remains a great challenge for all, but for all but a few dedicated disciples and initiates. So the many crises in which we find ourselves suggest that we are already on the painful but necessary burning ground that precedes humanity's first initiation. As a result, old forms are breaking down. An invocative cry for light and peace is rising up. And results of the world-changing work of the new group of world servers is growing day by day. Has all this adequately prepared humanity for the externalization of the hierarchy? Well, we can't know whether the new group of world servers has fulfilled the goals set for the stage of the forerunner, but what we can do is hold a vision of the coming externalization and make every attempt through our own lives and through the activity of the groups we are affiliated with to make this vision a reality. Do not, DK tells us, let the chain of living hands be broken. Thank you.
Thank you, Francis. We'll now have the one and only magnificent B.L. Allison, and she's going to talk us through the overview of the Moiretta Federation courses, etc. All yours, B.L. You got yourself on mute at the moment. Here you go. Wonderful. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I hope you can see me there. Why? Now I'm going to turn myself off so that my internet doesn't do what it always does. And then let me, and I hope you can't hear the storm that's going on outside my window. The winds are way bad right now. Okay, let me see if I'm successful in being able to share my screen. Okay. I apparently can't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time.
Do you want, PL, that I stop sharing?
No. I think I managed to do it.
Okay.
Can you guys see my presentation?
No.
Okay. I'm still on.
Okay, then yeah, please, can you
unshare? I stop, yeah.
Okay, now can you see my share, my screen?
Nope.
No, not yet, Bill.
All right, let me try that again.
That's good, Bill.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Can you still see it, and now is it big?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think I need, there we go. That's me. Sorry, everybody. My head's a little fuzzy. I've got a cold, you know, winter. Okay. So as Tuya just explained to us, the Moira Federation name is inspired by Master Moira, who is the head of all esoteric schools and organizations. And we promote through our school primarily the teachings of the masters Jewel Kuhl, Utumi, and Moira. And we offer a deep and comprehensive education in the ageless wisdom. Our approach is based upon the foundational triangle of meditation, study, and service. Meditation, to contact and absorb high spiritual energies. Study, to ensure that the mind deeply understands the principles of the ageless wisdom and its modes of application to the evolution of humanity and planet. And then selfless service, so that all that is contacted and learned may be practically applied for the benefit of the human race and the welfare of all kingdoms of nature on our planet. The school year is divided into two halves, the light half of the year, or LHY, which begins at the December solstice today, as the sun begins to get stronger each day, and it runs for 6 months until the June solstice. The LHY is for study. The dark half of the year, or DHY, runs from the June solstice when the sun begins to wane each day and lasts until December. The DHY is for reflecting and writing papers based on what has been studied and assimilated during the first half of the year. This rhythm was used by Master DK with his disciples. And yes, each was expected to write monthly reports to him and papers each year. And many of those papers were published in the Beacon periodical. At this stage of our journey, the most important thing we are required to bring about is the development, the control, and the training of our mind. The mind is the slayer of the real, when it is controlled by the lower nature, but it is also the instrument of illumination and liberation when it's controlled by the higher self. We practice Raja Yoga, a higher form of occult meditation, and students have monthly meditations to help establish the pattern of concentration, contemplation, illumination developed with these assigned meditations. Some help you focus on the energies of the full and new moons. These are important events in our journey. Some meditations are designed to assist with overcoming obstacles to union. And as you get further into your studies, the meditations are designed to complement the study material so you can reflect on what you've learned and try and gain insight from the soul on the topics that you have been studying. The third component of our foundational triangle is service. Students are asked each month to reflect on the aspect of service, an important part of which is joining a triangle and using the great invocation daylight. Participating in many of the ASK initiatives that are on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And here's a quote from A Treatise on Cosmic Fire that I think puts service in perspective for us. The law of service concerns the identification of an atom, or a human being, with group interest and the steady negation of the atom's own material interests, or the human being's own material interest. It deals with a process where an atom gradually becomes responsive to the life of. Pretty simple, right? Our own selfish interests, represented here by the atom, are negated as we immerse ourselves more and more in the service of the life of the group. So, I hope that this helps you understand the purpose of the Moira Federation Esoteric School of Meditation, Study, and Service. And now, the Vietnamese compliment is going to give you a briefing on their most excellent program that we have. So Lamkit, over to you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone from Vietnam. We are very nice to meet all of you here. Well, our branch has been operating for 10 years, since 2015. It started from a suggestion by Michael. And since then, we have continued to grow and develop. Tuja asked me to share something about the activity of the French. So today we will share with you some short story about our French. I am also sorry because my English is not very good in speaking. One of my team members will present the report to you. Thank you very much. Tuan can now prepare to present the presentation to the meeting.
Hello, everyone. On behalf of Lamkit, I will present the report of Vietnam branch for 2025. So, a little history. In 2015, at the advice of Michael Robbins and Leonie, they suggested to Vietnamese students at the Moria Federation Vietnam to translate the MQ program into Vietnamese. And this was to establish the Vietnamese branch. So the lessons were translated over 6 to 7 months, and the Vietnamese MQ program began enrolling students in December 2015. In 2016, the program expanded to include the Great Quest, and in 2019, it began enrolling students in Quest Universal. And some numbers, since 2015, there have been 271 enrollment applications, and some students dropped out after a few months. And some complete the MQ program, and a small number have continued up to today. At present, there are 55 enrolled students across three programs, 24 in MQ, 21 in GQ, and 10 in Quest Universal. This chart shows the number of applications by year. And we have a total of 5 mentors. 4 of them support the MQ and GQ programs. These 4 mentors are currently students at the Quest Universal Year 2 and 3. And so how the students come to know of us? First of all, it's from our website. We have 2 websites to attract students to the school. The first website is the minchepmoi.org. The name of the website means Iceless Wisdom. It was established in 2014, and it features articles on esoteric topics. And the second website is minchepmoi.com. So this website is an online library for students. It contains advanced material in occultism. And now we provide Vietnamese translation of Michael Robbins' commentaries on white magic, on cosmic fire, Antakrana, and others topics. Yeah. So the translations are presented in bilingual format. So the students can read the original text and alongside the Vietnamese translation. And this is YouTube channel of Moria Medicine of Vietnam students. Yeah. So the second channel is through the current and former students. The students introduce the school to their friends and relatives. So how we link students together? We have the since 2023, the conference has been held in Hanoi and in Saigon. The conference lasts 3 days, so it provides an opportunity for students to meet in person. And we also have the weekly meeting for group study and for meditation. And we have the monthly meeting at the full moon, so students attend the meeting online. Here are some photos from the conference over the past 2 years. Thank you for listening. And then now I would like to play a short video from Vietnamese group. They want to say hello to all of you. So let me share the Can you hear the sound?
No sound to them. You might have to
Okay.
push share sound when you do share.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello from
Hello.
Vietnam.
Hello.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
That was wonderful.
Okay, friends. Next up is Walter Pullen. He's got a little bit to tell us. You're all up, Walter.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear and see you.
Excellent. So yeah, hopefully my screen is up. And yes, so I just wanted to give a little bit about my first student's perspective. And I am a graduate of the Moray Federation Quest Universal 5-year program, and I completed that in 2014. And then, of course, after the 5-year Quest Universal program, there's an option to do a final project, which gives you a Doctor of Philosophy in Esotericism d degree, a PhD-E. And so it means you can do a thesis, paper, or other project. I did that the year after completing the program, and my final project was the esoteric astrology program, Astrolog. And there is even an also an opportunity in Moray Federation to be a faculty advisor or mentor. Again, it's an option because there is a need for help for this, since this is all group run. And I became an advisor during even during Quest Universal, where I did earlier year students, advising them and answering their study questions. So yes, this shows that being even when you're a student doesn't mean you can't help others. And similarly, even if you are a teacher or faculty, that doesn't mean you stop being a student and stop learning yourself. So yes, Moray Federation, it is certainly a demanding program, but it is very rewarding. Like, I like to think of it as like having a personal trainer for physical exercise. You can do exercise by yourself, but it certainly helps to have that structure and a person with you and peers. And so yeah, Moray Federation, it is these dealing with groundbreaking new energies that we have in our program. And it's been described as that this is Moray Federation is like preparatory to the eventual preparatory and advanced schools that will be becoming. So yeah, here is an example of the certificate I received when finishing the 5-year Quest Universal program in 2014. I received this, and then later, upon finishing the thesis or final project, getting the PhD-E, here was a diploma for that was received in 2017. And here I am receiving that diploma at the 2017 SRI conference, the RAE1 conference. So yeah, on the subject of groundbreaking or new energies, on a more practical level, I wanted to say a few things about artificial intelligence, or AI, that has been making a scene lately. And so yeah, our world is full of groundbreaking changes, like writing, and then the printing press, and then radio, and then TV, and then the internet, and then social media, and now AI. Each one of those things entered our world and brought change and new potentials, and also new risks to work with them. Like, I think that each of these is kind of like a knife, which means it's a tool that can be used positively or negatively. And of course, each of these changes resulted in a you know, sort of resistance or concern about them. Like, remember, like in the 80s, people were saying that television rots your brain, which can be true, but TV can also be a tool. And even another example, like Greek philosopher Socrates, he didn't even like writing. He said he resisted writing. He said that, you know, writing will diminish his memory because you're not memorizing it, that proper understanding requires conversation with other people, and that writing can't really, you know, engage or defend itself in debate when you're just reading something that someone wrote earlier. So anyway, about AI, there was in the 2024 SRI conference, Lee Brown did a quality presentation about AI titled Bridging Ancient Wisdom and Modern Technology, which presented a balanced view of the potentials and issues with AI, and there's a link to it there. So yes, AI does have a few issues that one should be aware of if you're going to use it. One is that AI is sort of like a popularity contest. In other words, it's looking at all sources on the internet instead of necessarily the best or most reliable sources. And because of that, for more extension, AI is commercial, really. And so that means that it's kind of like Google PageRank, when people are advertising to get the things promoted. So this means that the various corporations and political parties, they're spending a lot of money out there to promote their messages so that their ideas get promoted when you talk to AI about certain things. And also that AI is changeable. And in other words, the results you get vary. So it's kind of like a Wikipedia page where, you know, people are changing it all the time versus the underlying references behind Wikipedia that are more reliable and fixed. And yes, another thing about AI is that it can confirm your biases. In other, when you chat with it, it kind of agrees with you, and you know, it's designed to keep you engaged, kind of like a social media feed, you know, that keeps scrolling. And also sometimes AI is just plain inaccurate, where it produces hallucinations. So those are some things to be aware of. And then this, as this picture shows, there was an example where there was a Google changed something that suddenly made it so that social media site Reddit was barely being used anymore for the things that that ChatGPT looks at. Okay, so because of all this, we have a new policy about AI in the Moria Federation going forward for the 2026 year. And that's just generally about using proper sources. And so that means there is in the Moria Federation student guide and the dark half of year paper guide that can be seen this. There's a using proper sources section. And basically it just says that yes, when you are doing your MSS reports or your subsequent dark half of year papers, they should be in your own words. And you shouldn't copy paste from other sources unless you indicate the source used. Like, you know, if you copy from the blue books, which is, you know, indicate like the book and page number. And then by extension, the AI, such as ChatGPT, should not be used to write or refine a paper, which is makes sense because, you know, you're expected to be in Moria Federation because you want to learn, and you don't really want to rely on AI to, you know, undermine the process or make it so you can't develop or learn appropriately. And then the same is about pictures. If you insert pictures, they should be sourced or indicated if you made them in AI. And so basically, in summary, you know, AI is a tool, and it can be positively used for research into esoteric subjects. However, again, remember that it's not always the best. It sometimes gets things wrong. So you shouldn't just blindly trust its output, but instead verify what it says. Thank you.
Thank you, Walter. Excellent. Great insights. Let me see here. I'm up next here. To follow on from Walter, all that we do here in the Moria Federation is part of an integration program that has been developed. Now, all of us as students, even before engaging in any of this kind of occult study, we're in some form researching or attempting to formulate a spiritual program of development. And technically, we call this an integration formula. It may be developing virtues, you know, or integrating our personality so we become more effective human beings. And then, of course, we encounter the nature of the soul and we begin the task of integrating that particular quality. Now, we may do that in different forms. It's a very individual function, given that each causal body is particularly unique to each individual, given the experiences of many, many incarnations. All right. And of course, this formula requires the comprehension of our personality ray and interacting with the soul ray. So this entire program that we have here within the Moya Federation is built around that study, meditation, and service. I was going to say purpose. They're both intimately related, of course. And as we know, it comes with quite a high directive, spiritual directive. And I remember one day, just after Michael came up, Michael Robbins, bless him, came up with the name of the Moria Federation. I did confront him about that, saying, you know, this is of such a demanding name that, and how can we do this? You know, under what authority can we even choose such a name? And of course, he, for a moment, came out of his loving, understanding self and put his directive hat on, and he said to me, "We have no choice. We're that serious about this, and so we're invoking the highest order in all our work that we're doing here, and that is the nature of the path. There is no compromises." And so he's kind of imbued this project with that kind of energy, you know, and it's all part of an integration formula, as in any of us as students engage in the teachings, and we begin to learn and integrate those teachings into our work, into our psyche, and then they affect, of course, how we function in the world. And then, as a group, again, the entire school has become, in my opinion, very effective in lifting the entire quality of education material that is available, and that students can engage in what we consider to be most authentic replication of Master DK's work around discipleship and the process of group initiation, right? So this is a very earnest attempt at all that, and it's still, of course, in its experimental stages. So the entire group work is going forward, and it requires, of course, the authentic input of all participants in the program, whether active or inactive, whether on the side or fully engaged as faculty or as students. All right. So, and part of that integration formula that we may use, like Master DK gives us the word formulas for each of the ray types, and we may use that in meditation. But of course, it's not limited to that. You can take this integration formula work and integrate it in every aspect of daily life, no matter what form that takes. It's the intention. First word of the six stages of the Anacharana, the intention is what magnetizes this and makes it a living process. So this reminds me of the that saying, when a man or woman walks a spiritual path, they eventually become that path themselves. It actually became a living embodiment of the Anacharana work, and of course become absorbed into the entire group function of that work, and gradually we become absorbed into the hierarchy. So of course, you know, we're not in a hurry about this. We're making hay slowly. There's many incarnations ahead of us, perhaps less than what we have traveled to this point, you know, before this point of liberation is finally reached. And in fact, we could say that that day is inevitable. But, you know, make hay slowly. So part of that is that we have a presence online, and some of you will be familiar with the Facebook pages that we have. One is given, it's called Moira Federation, is given to announcements, and we've kept that strictly to that format because we don't want it to have it cluttered. So that if you log in there, it becomes clear to you what is coming up. And Tu An has taken on the work of keeping that up to date for us. The next page is given to the Seven Ray Institute, which is related to the annual conference. And again, this is kept uncluttered so that it deals strictly with matters rising through the conference program, which is sponsored by the Seven Ray Institute, which some of you may not know, but that was the original group that was formed back in, let me see, 19, the actually the early 80s. 1980s, but officially 1985, I think it was. Might have that correct. And that's when the first conferences that the Seven Ray Institute held in the US. And they have developed since. And of course, you've recently just had one over in Phoenix, Arizona. So, and then the other aspect of the Facebook interface page is where we invite participation by not just students of Moria Federation, but also the public at large who are involved or make a study of esoteric matters. But this page is particularly more dedicated to the work of the Master DK, and we are looking at renovating this thing, rejuvenating it to some degree. What happens with a lot of the Facebook pages is they tend to get overrun with a not lot of general New Age philosophy type postings, and some of the work de with which deals with the more in-depth occult work gets lost in all of this. So we've decided that we would like to filter out some of that and encourage a more in-depth participation from, in particular, students. We're not sure how this is all going to look. This is quite a recent decision, but we will be inviting participants to either present works of interest or enter in discussion and dialogues and some of the deeper matters of occultism that are relative and some of the aspects of the struggles and the problems that we all face naturally. And remember that if we're not being challenged in some way, we're not developing. If we're not developing and modifying our integration formula, then we're stagnating. The whole process is to be a living program of development. So that's about all that I would say on that, because we have others that are going to have a say, and we can take questions at the end of this. I think Tui, you're next up. I'll hand you back to you.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're
Thank you
welcome.
so much. I will just share the screen. Is it not wonderful to just listen to all of these? Very, very to the point and essential things. It is so uplifting and so refreshing. We should be having this once a week. That would be wonderful. So, I was asked to say something about Michael Robbins and Michael's vision. So it is coming now 4 years when he was passing, and the life with him was full of Master Decay. So Michael was really a disciple of Master DK, and as Jeff was pointing out, everyone of the faculty members, Francis B.L. Lampkiet and Walter, Jeff, all of us have been trying to bring forth something to be considered and understood around the teaching of Master DK. There are thousands of groups, and there is some challenge for all of us all the time when we start to study something and there are so many millions of things which are interesting. But one of the key things, and that is going to the vision of Michael as well, is to keep oneself clear what one is going to emphasize in the spiritual life. So if I'm putting essential thing what I learned and heard during these years with Michael was very, very simple. And that was to give teaching wherever it appears the opportunity, no matter of the numbers. And that is also for all of us as students and as teachers to consider that. We had several times only one person, and it was never a question to cancel the program if there was only one person. So the vision was not about numbers. The vision was giving the teaching wherever it was opportunity. Let us remember that. Of course, we have some of us who may not be so fully dedicated to Master Tualkul, and it is okay because we need, everyone needs to find oneself where one is standing. But all of those who have been finding within oneself that this is the line for me, as Michael said, this is the path. There are no compromises. When that becomes clear, then there are no compromises. One has to pave the way from one's own angle, cooperating with the other fellow students. But there is so much work to be done. Michael many times quoted about that how many people have been saying that, well, DK's teaching, yeah, it's rather good, but I have grown out of that. And every single one who is actually studying his words, goodness me, one can never say that this one life will not ever be enough to somehow learn everything and digest everything. It just makes so much sense. Well, that is then for me what I wanted to say. We are under the energies of Capricorn, and Michael somehow many times said that I just wonder why I am so surrounded of Capricorns. He had many people in his family members who were Capricorn, and I am Capricorn. The school starts the year in the energies of Capricorn. So we all are under Saturn at the moment, and may everyone think about this in very, very serious ways. If you find your way to Master DK, who is behind the teaching, for particularly to Western disciples, but it is really interesting, we have been many times wondering with Vietnamese group, what is that secret in that very effective, young, beautiful group with the wonderful leader Lam Kiet, that they are related strongly to Master DK. We will be seeing that maybe in next incarnation. So, dear friends, we have this now in our minds and the vision to give the teaching wherever opens the opportunity. And trying to be clear in that how we will, from our side, from our power, to help the teaching go forward, which has been given by Master DK. So let us open now the question and answers moment, and then we will have a toast if you have prepared to yourself. We will end to the toast. Or maybe we end to the great invocation. But are there anything to be questioned? And Jeff, would you be the one again, the leading this section?
Yeah, sure to. I'm sorry about my video here. You know, I could put it on, but I may lose the connection because for some reason these days it's very slow. And so right. I didn't want to really risk that.
Yes. We will risk that in the toast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Okay.
We have a question about which web page will replay this webinar be found. I will post the link here in just a minute. Okay. And if you have a question, can you raise your hand and go ahead, Jeff, sorry.
No, you're that's your expertise in action right there, BL. Any questions, anyone, or anything, actually, any input? I mean, it's wonderful for having a connection with our Vietnamese branch. It's sometimes it seems so distant, you know, but to have you guys here present is really fabulous for us. And demonstration of the outreach and the success of that. Any comments?
Yeah, I have a thought.
Yeah.
For new students, that at first DK can seem overwhelming, and there's a sense that it's a lot of information, but the purpose of the teachings is not about information. The purpose of the teachings is to stimulate soul contact, which then allows that information to become transformed into wisdom. And having studied this material like Jeff since, you know, for two or three centuries now, I can attest that that's what happens, that what becomes meaningful in your process is what gets translated into wisdom in your own psyche. DK is just such a fantastic method of making that happen. So don't be dismayed by all that information, quote unquote.
Thank you, Francis. Anyone else from the floor? I know we have a number of current and past students here with us today. And if you feel free to step forward, any kind of comments? Observations, sharing of any kind.
There is one question. BL, will you take that question? Where the direct people?
Working on it.
We have Mia Santos. Just unmute yourself there.
Yes. I would like to say that what our dear Tuya said about sometimes we, two things here. One is what Tuya said about sometimes we've had group studies with just one person. Mm-hmm. And that might make us sometimes question, what are we doing? But the perseverance and the faith prevails. And look at us now growing as a community. And also what Francis said, it might feel overwhelming because it will take years to understand all of this, but it's a soul commitment. And Michael always used to say, it's many lifetimes, and we've met again, and we'll continue after life. So thank you all for being here. It's really heart touching.
This is a very good point, and I think that anyone that comes into this kind of work, this type of study, has got actually significant history, lifetimes of history in this field to some degree, you know. And a lot of us have come from through the mystical path, you know, through this Piscean era, and now, you know, this new stimulation. And the opportunity to study in this occult field has been presented. It's quite new, and it's in its early stages, obviously, but this is going to grow through the Aquarian time. We got Himesh here. If you unmute yourself, Himesh. All yours. I think you might be still muted.
I don't know if you're letting my hand that I put up be addressed, but I will jump in just to say
Yeah.
thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I have had the opportunity in the last few years to be in some of these educational groups, whether they were sitting together in person in the conference or online. And it is such an extraordinary opportunity to learn from group, with group, as group, because it's not only those wonderful and extraordinary minds of the teachers that I have had that come through the Moria Federation, but it's also the students that sit on the Zoom call and oftentimes take over the aspects of bringing further wisdom in and further perspectives and just light it. So I just am so grateful for just your presence, because you make what I listen to Francis say and I listen to Francis in class sometimes seem like such confusing verbiage, as DK writes it in those wonderful books. But suddenly there's this clarity and this open-mindedness that happens when it is explained, when it is looked at from a different perspective, when it's a beautiful process, and you all are so important in it. And I thank you all for all the things you've given to me and to us.
Well, thank you, Andrea. Fabulous. Well, that's evidence there of the group mind at work, or the group mind and heart, actually, isn't it? And I mean, really, I suppose that's what we live for, those moments of community, spiritual community. Hamish, you did have your hand up, but I don't know what happened. You
Yeah.
want to try again?
Can everyone hear me now?
Fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Sorry, I had a setting that I had to check. Yeah, I'd like to just add something here. And thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to also just thank all of faculty members just for the wonderful work and absolutely good support that I've received through my studies here at the Moria Federation. This has been such a wonderful journey for me, although I don't feel I'm anywhere close to where I'd like to be, but I will keep persevering. But I'd like to add on just the point of consumption, I would say, by society in general. I have observed that there is a take up of or an expression that there's a need to know more. It's just that I think there's so much confusion in society right now, but people are starting to ask questions, and this gives me hope. It gives me a lot of hope because that's the initial point at which people enter onto any path that's suitable to them. So whether we have one student or more, I do feel that it sends me the message that the Moria Federation has not given up on anybody, and I feel indebted to the school for that. I could be that one student that Moria Federation hasn't given up on, and there are many people around me, people who I socialize with or people who I work with who are asking questions. And so I now see myself as a potential agent of providing through gesture or through direct sharing of what I've learned that it may help them to find their path that works best for them. Thank you. I'd like to just share that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kamesh. Fabulous. Just a comment I would make too is that this energy of the will to good that we hear so much about in the teachings and the abstract nature of that, and I think now we witness this very clearly in the world. All of the marches that are going on for liberation of people, of teach, this talk of teach treating people with kindness. This is the energy of good, of the will to good, and it's really stirring stuff up. And we will see some significant changes in the few years ahead, no doubt. There won't be any backing down from the program that's set here. And of course, there's the impetus from the 225 Shambhala impact, and I think that's quite related here, with what's occurring on the physical plane. So I think it's more encouraging than disturbing, really. Yeah, we got Maria. Maria, you
Jeff,
unmute yourself. Yeah, sorry.
sorry, hold on just one second, Maria. Okay, I want to read one of the chats that Santana Starr has put. She says, as an alumni of Esoteric Healing Europe 1994 and current Arcane School student, as well back then as now, thank you so much, Tuya, and everyone. I so appreciate all the webinars. They touch my soul and have connected me with the group soul. Much love and many blessings to all on this call and to all blessings. So thank you, Santana. All right, I'm sorry.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Maria.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
wanted to just quickly express my gratitude for the Moria Federation and all aspects of it. I started the deeper studies, the Quest Universal, and probably about 6 years ago, because I'm just doing half a year at a time. So I want people to know that it's possible to do that. And I'm so grateful that I was allowed to do that because I'm an artist and I need all that deep morning time to do my own work. And of course, very influenced by the DK teachings that I received through the Moria Federation. But it takes that inner time to do it. And so the actual work of completing my studies has been so important to have that half year at a time. And then I get to write a paper of what I have gleaned from that and been inspired by during that half year work, which actually takes the full year, and write a paper. And that's always been extremely helpful to me and stimulating and creative. So it's going to take me until I'm like, I don't know, it's going to take me 10 years to do the 5 year program, but it's actually wonderful because it allows me to really integrate. And I appreciate so much the support of BL, particularly. And also Frances Donald for the Sunday study group to keep me motivated and keep me right in the heart of the teachings. So thank you all.
A helio soul.
Oh,
Do you
thank you.
want
I have a quick question now. When there is posts on the chat showed up that I was just thinking and looking at the applications prior to that, a minute or two. I'm curious that when is the start? When is the beginning? Of the program or for the next year? It says in December. Is there a date?
today.
Today.
Today is a start, but I have to say, we work from full moon to full moon, okay? And so the next full moon is like the 3rd of January. And so that doesn't give students that full month to process, to download the work and do it. So we start today, and that's what we're celebrating, but the first couple of weeks is just a holding pattern for them to get used to their new home rooms. And then on the full moon, they'll download the first topic, first or second, depending on, the courses that they're in. And then their first report will actually be due on the full moon, the beginning of February. So I hope that answers your
So
question.
this is actually the personal timing. If, for instance, I fill up application and I will send it, and I would like to see some page or information where to send, and what is the timing to apply and when to start. And that will also, I need to correlate with my life, of course. So where do I find that information?
I put
Or
the link in there for the student programs, and it gives you an idea of what's covered in each of our three programs and
yeah, I
the
see your
time
link.
frame, the time frame involved for each of them, because some of them can be quite time consuming. So, and that's what Maria was talking about. The Meditation Quest program is for beginners and people who don't have very much time. Great Quest is the next intermediate step, and the Quest Universal is quite an elaborate program, but we offer the full schedule, half schedule, or self-pace, as Maria was talking
Okay,
about.
thank you. And the plan of the school is supposed to go to Meditation Quest for beginners, and then the second Great Quest and Quest Universal. Is that in that order, or
Maybe. What we do is you apply for which course you feel you want to begin with. If you have a considerable background in esoteric studies, you could literally go into the most elaborate one, the Quest Universal. If you want to do them in order, the basic one is Meditation Quest, and then Great Quest. And Great Quest is actually a little bit watered down version of the 150 Quest Universal course. So you basically would get that when you took 150. For those people who go through Great Quest and then move into Quest Universal, they get a little refresher on the first part of 150 before they get into they learn about the rays and they learn about esoteric astrology in Great Quest and the beginning part of 150, and then they get into deeper subjects and they get into esoteric psychology in that.
I
So it's
see.
basically the course is called The Language of Energy. So anyway, it you if you look at that link, it will give you an idea, an overview of each of the three programs, and you actually have a esoteric background. So if you're interested in you're
I
willing to
am.
put in the work, the Quest Universal could work out for you. The applications are there on that site, and if you get them into us quickly, and I say that knowing how big the Quest Universal application
Yeah, I
is,
looked at that
but
application. It's like I have to put my life story in it, you know?
exactly, but that's because we use that to decide who your mentors are going to be and What course is best for you, and then of course we offer you the pacing options as to whether you want to do full time or part time or so, because I know you're busy, because I know you show up at every single one of the webinars that Francis and Dwayne do that I help monitor, so.
Okay. Yes, very interesting and very invigorating. Yes, thank you so much. And then I will send application to certainly mail.
Who you send the application to is in the application itself.
Oh, okay,
And
great.
we have different applications for the Vietnamese team, who, by the way, absolutely outstanding team. And then we have different for the English. And for those of you who,
Well, I can do in three languages. I can do Spanish, Russian, and English. You pick.
Please do English. We don't have a Russian program yet. However, if you're willing to translate and start a Russian, no, actually,
No, I'm not
the
joking. I
Russian
can
teams have,
translate, yes.
yeah, the Russian have excellent programs out there. So,
I know. I know.
but anyway, we do have the other teams right now. The Spanish team, I think, is one of the few
Oh,
that we have up and
I
running,
would
but.
like to connect to that one too, just in
Well,
case.
I can open it up for all of, I can open the it up for so you can see all of them, but we would enroll you in the English. How does that sound?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, my internet dropped off. Okay, so any other comments? Questions, sharing.
We've got a lot of thank yous and heartfelt thank yous from students and people who are working with us. Jessica says, I know how hard faculty members work and how devoted they are to their students. She is both a student and faculty. I'm also so grateful for the Moyer Federation, and she does a lot behind the scenes. Let me thank you, Jessica. The mentorship I received has been highly inspirational and supportive. Thank you so much to faculty, presenters, Vietnamese group TUIA, and students. And that includes Jessica and all the behind the scenes people like Michael Phoenix Crow. And we just have so many of them.
That is true. Okay.
I'd like to make an announcement if I could, which is starting the first Sunday of January, I'll be starting a new webinar series on the light of the soul, and which is it's basically the DK's interpretation of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, and then are commented on by Alice Bailey. It's an absolutely fabulous book, and we'll be taking it step by step, paragraph by paragraph, and really examining that which is presented. And it's basically a treatise on how to link personality and soul. So I hope, and it begins in January, so it's very well coordinated with the beginning of the school year. So it'd be terrific if you would be interested in participating. I will see you on, I think that's Sunday the 4th. Is that correct? I believe so.
Yes, it is. Let me just put the link in there for our Public Moyer Federation page that has, you'll find Light of the Soul listed under new events, and there's also the calendar on there so you can look at our various different events. Let me see if I'm coordinated enough to get that in the chat box to you. I don't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time very well.
Yeah, and that would be up on the Facebook announcements page then.
What, the
Yeah.
Latin, the so, yeah.
Yeah, that will be
Yeah,
on the
that'd be good.
calendar and very soon. I'm working on January, so
Thank
yeah.
you, Jess.
I'm not so sure how things get on the Facebook page, and I think it has to do, correct me if I'm wrong, Jessica, but if you click on something in Constant Contact, then it takes your announcement and does something to it to put it on there. And I think that's what Huan might be doing, but I do the announcements for Francis, and I don't know enough about Constant Contact. And to be honest with you, my brain isn't receptive to learning new things. So I'm not sure how those announcements get on Facebook, but if somebody can make sure that all of them that are there on the calendar make it to Facebook, I would really appreciate your help.
Okay, Bill, we'll look into that. Make sure that it's effective. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Francis. Fabulous. You've got quite a bit of stuff going there, Francis, you know? He's a busy man.
A
I'm
few
a busy
webinars,
man.
yes.
Oh, maybe it's not a hand. Okay, sorry. Yeah, Francis is extremely busy, and so is Dwayne with their webinars, and Robert has started some new webinars. So we have, and let me talk about that magic woman, Tuya, and all of her beautiful, beautiful, beautiful events. I don't know how she finds the time because I can just barely do the couple of weekends a month I help Francis with and Dwayne with. But we have such an active, active program. And what I love about it is there's a lot of different people from a lot of different venues, including we heard from some arcane students who show up for that because we do some different things than what they're doing. And then there's a lot of students who participated in, the Meditation Quest, Great Quest, the first year or two of Quest Universal, and found that it was just too much for their normal daily life that they had to maintain. But they make it to these webinars that we have, which are all part and parcel of the wonderful program that Tuya is 24/7. Wow, she exactly is. And those ask programs are so important. Advent programs are so important. The full and new moon. The full moon is the opportunity when humanity can reach out towards the hierarchy, and the new moon is an opportunity for humanity to reach out to Shambhala. So those are very important. That's an alignment. We talk about the Antahkarana and we talk about alignment in meditation, but think of that alignment there between the moon, the earth, and the sun. That's a direct alignment there that happens at those particular times each month. So those are important. And the Easter events, and there's just so many activities going on. If you haven't bookmarked that calendar page, please check it out. Please do so. I'm sorry, I'll get off my high horse now.
Thank you, Bio. Okay, to you.
Yes, thank you so much, dear friends. Something there were coming so many things with your comments and the discussion that we had. One thing what I wish to still add was the last years with Michael. He was really somehow turning. Oh, I'll start from that when I met Michael was would I say very academic, and he was until the end of this life. But he was turning towards the Christ more and more, and that is something what I was thinking. And then when Himesh, you were saying about this so beautifully, what I had actually never thought that way, that Moria Federation would not give up to someone who would be maybe appearing only one person. And that is something what really touched my heart. That is exactly it. That like Christ will not give up with us. We should be giving the same way to the others. And then Jeff was looking at overviewing the something of our lives, that how we have been working for lives when and coming to this point. So now when we are standing together, one of the things what one can say about our purpose is the group work and the group, how we are coming together. I think that we have started to get some first glimpses of that, what it might be, what it actually is to really know one's own group. Tibetan talks about that. And what is my thought, or how I am seeing at the moment, I think that we are in that turmoil of the going through the threshold from that what was planned for us to do, the preparation one. And now we will start the really, really as a group to work and function as a group. And I think the vision is not clear yet, but after a few years, Himesh was telling about the hunger, what is growing, what he has been seeing. And this is what I'm sensing. I don't know, is it going to be like that? But I think that after a few years, there will happen something in the world that people, again, like in 70s, there was this Neptunian impulse and the hippies came and it was loosened up and people started to try to seek something, and we became very responsive to the East. Something like that related to Christ impulse. I'm expecting that. So let us try to stand this time when we are not seeing very well. I think that the vision comes much more clearer. And the way how we have to find is the way of the name of the Christ, which means kindness. So our way is the way of kindness. And our way is to give the oath to the teaching, the way that we will bring forward the teaching what has come via Master DK. That we are clear for that. So, dearest friends, loving you, and I'm going to show my face. I was just 2 days ago in the eye operation, and I cannot show my face without sunglasses. So, here I am, and open your videos if you wish show. And let us have a toast. Lovely, lovely to see you there. So take your toasts and let us have a toast for the coming year, for closing this past year. Welcoming every single one. And let us have fantastic year to come, and many, many blessings to you. Merry Christmas, Happy Advent, great Solstice Day, and let us move into the new. Or if there is any of the faculty members, do you want to say something to the people? Say that before we take the toast. Francis, say something wise.
I think with it, we have the coolest looking leader, right? With their
king. Yeah. See, either a gangster or a rock star.
Yeah.
And BL, do you want to say something?
As we say in Great Quest, we are opening the gate.
Great. And Walter.
And
Yes, Jeff.
No, I'm sorry I interrupted. I was hoping that Lamb Keith would say something
Yes.
too on behalf of his group as
That's
well.
right.
Yeah, sorry.
So yeah, I just want
Walter,
to
would you?
say in nonverbal with some hand hearts and love, and wish that love for the our work coming forward for the next year. And
Great.
yeah, everyone click and do a heart reaction. Let's see how many hearts we can get going.
And Lamkiet,
Okay.
are you there?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Do you
Thank
want
you.
to say something, Lamkiet?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. So, dear friends, happy coming school year. Many, many blessings and strength. Love you. Toast.
Beautiful.
A Merry Christmas. I
Yeah.
close my. Oh, if you can stand me, so I will keep my sunglasses here.
Happy holidays to everyone.
You're always beautiful, Tuya. Always.
Love you.
Holidays.
So let us give our heart to Christ and all of those on the other side who were passing from our faculty, and all the blessing to everybody.